It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hour two of Sabres Live from the Wynn. The draft in Vegas continues, and we are all about the class of 1995.
You're part of that class.
Part of that class. Thank
you. His first draft that he worked.
My first draft that I worked, and these two guys next to me, Marty Baron, Jay McKee. One of them went higher in round one.
Yeah.
Marty.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
Well, the Sabres, how about this? Did you think you were getting picked when they made the trade? Like, they traded McGillney to Vancouver.
Yeah.
And then they got, what was it, the, where were you?
14.
14th, yeah.
They got the 14th pick. Their original pick was 16th. So, and did you think, oh, well, that's me.
I thought they were taking Marty Baron.
Well, I thought I was going way earlier.
Yeah. I'll give you a quick story, actually. You know how, you know, back then, right before a player's draft in the first round, all the cameras run up,
yeah,
right? So you kind of know if you're going next. Kyle McLaren went 10th overall to Boston.
Yes.
And whoever looked at the sheet, McLaren was right next to McKee, right? So they messed something up, and all the cameras came over and were in my face for the 10th pick.
Oh, no.
So I tapped my dad and said, well, it looks like I'm going to Boston, Dad. You know, Boston Bruins like to select Kyle McLaren. Right back down. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so somebody made a little error there, and then you see them scrambling, looking for Kyle.
Where's the big Kyle McLaren? Because he's another big dude, right?
Oh, yeah. That was tough.
Wow.
But also, yeah. I was a little jealous because you have the number one on your shoulder because you were the first Sabres pick, everything, you know. I'm 2 picks later. Yeah. I got a generic, Sabres jersey.
Nothing on the back.
Like, 95. It's a 95 for the year. That's it. No name, nothing. It was like, that guy, he's getting all the interviews.
Yep.
He's like popular. I'm just coming in behind.
The 16th overall, he gets the shade.
Still popular after all this time. Great NHL career, largely with the Sabres, and obviously now coaching still in the Ontario Hockey League. So as a head coach of draft-eligible players, what's it like when you're around these moments and these kids that you know so well and the excitement that it is on the horizon for them?
Yeah, it's just as exciting now for us, you know, seeing these kids go through it. Obviously, the experience for them doesn't compare. You know, it's a great day for them and a lot of hard work, sacrifices from them and their families growing up, putting on in all the hours. And it's a really rewarding day. And as a coach, you know, seeing these players, what they do every day, the commitment, and then just seeing their faces, you know, when they get drafted, it's pretty rewarding as well. You know, you feel good for them and the family. And it's fun being at these as a coach.
I know juniors have changed and the facilities have changed. Like when my junior team, our gym was like a 10 by 10 room with some dumbbells or whatever. And guys would, you know, and I remember when you were in Niagara Falls, you spent a lot of time at the laser tag. You were one of the best laser tag. Like, I don't remember what you...
I remember that, yeah.
What was your call name?
I don't even want to go there.
Okay, yeah. I don't remember if it was good enough. But I remember he used to show up and people would be scared. Oh, no. Yeah. So, but players don't do that anymore. Like, the junior players, they really spend so much hours training and preparing, skills coach, gym, and all of that, right?
Yeah, no. You think back, you mentioned junior. When I was in junior in Niagara Falls, when we walked into the dressing room, the bench press was right there. They had the barbell up, but we actually had coat hangers on the side. You walk in, you hang your coat on the so there wasn't much working out back when in our days until you got to pro. And now, it's a all summer long. These kids are so committed. I mean, the game, they're bigger, faster, stronger. It's a different style game than when we played. But yeah, the commitment, it's all year round. Whereas we were, you know, we'd go play different sports in the summer, take some time off, get back to skating, and you know, mid August, right? We go to the Pepsi Center there, and we would get back into it. Now these guys are doing, you know, the edge work throughout the summer, the speed stuff on the ice. It's just different. Yeah, it's very different.
What about some of the kids that you coached and or coached against this year from the OHL, guys that come to mind that you think will have very special nights ahead here tonight? And, you know, obviously the Sabres are picking 14th, so maybe they land one of them.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I'd mentioned before we came on here, Adam Jurecek is a player that we drafted in our Euro draft. He could fall right around that that number, I think. Merrick Van Acker is a player that could go in the first round, a really good season for us this year. Obviously, you know, around the league, Zane Parekh, guys, really dynamic guys, Bonk. You know, there's just guys that, you know, are going to have great days. I think it's fun watching these players. Dickinson, you know, I think that's what I meant to say there. But a lot of good young talent. That Beckett Senecky from Oshawa is probably going to go pretty high. You know, Luchenko in Guelph, probably mid-first round. So a lot of OHL guys. It's exciting to see these guys go, whether they play for us or not.
What do you like as a coach? Because you obviously started under Ted Nolan, had Lindy Ruff as a coach. Lindy's back in Buffalo. Who did you have in St. Louis? Was it Andy Murray then?
Andy Murray was there. Mike Kitchen started my first year.
In Pittsburgh?
Dan Bylsma.
Dan Bylsma.
Yeah.
He's back in Seattle.
Good for him.
What are you like as a coach? What have you taken from all of these coaches that you've had in your career?
Yeah, it's amazing. All exceptional coaches, but they all coach very differently. You know, Andy Murray was very, very detailed. You'd get the notes slipped under your door. Keith Tkachuk used to put towels under the door, so he'd try and slip the notes under and they'd just cram up.
I got that at the World Championship for like 2 weeks, and it was okay. I can't imagine having that
full season
games.
Yeah, everyone, you know, Andy thought that the more detailed and understanding you are, and I get it. It was a little much for some guys. You know, some players ate it up.
Damn. So you don't do the sheet the night before?
I don't do the sheet the night before.
Or the email?
The texter?
I will get stuff out. Like, even in the summer, you know, when I'm watching the NHL stuff, I would send stuff to our players and quiz some of them for fun, you know, and you know, just to see where their knowledge is at. And I think that's an assessment for us as coaches, too. If we're doing enough teaching throughout the year, they're going to know, and our players are spot on. It was great. You know, I think I take a little bit from everybody. You know, Lindy's a structured guy. I think Lindy early on was coached a little bit more through intimidation. Like, he was harder on guys, pushed them, and as the game evolved, he's evolved. And I mean, he also had to use VHS tapes, right?
That was different.
I mean, now you've got instant analytics. You have the computers where the game's on your computer right after. You can pull up certain things within the game instantly. So coaches evolve, and you get more detailed with the systems and the structure. And I think for me, and then I'll say Bylsma brought a lot of entertainment and humor to the dressing room.
Disco Dan.
I'll give you one quick story. And Dan, it was, I think, my second game for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And this is my last year in the NHL, right? I'm 14 years into my career. I was a pretty serious player. I prepared, and I was focused before games. And we're in Long Island. Me and Mike Rupp were sitting in the dressing room, and all the other players were out stretching or doing something else. And there, I was sitting right next to a door from the change room area, the two rooms. And Rupper was over there, and the song Smoke on the Water came on. And, you know, the guitar riff at the start. And out of the corner of my eyes, I'm taping my stick. Almost runs into me. Dan Bylsma, full suit, jumps, flies, lands on 2 feet, legs bent, and starts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Air guitar and smoke on the water. Me and Rupper are like, all right, I like this guy.
Oh, yeah, this is our head
coach. You know, like, I mean, he just won the cup the year before. He's probably feeling pretty good, pretty confident.
Let me ask you this.
A looseness.
How would you deal with a player whose alarm clock didn't ring and showed up to practice late? Because you may have had a couple of experiences that with Ted Nolan early in your career.
So my first year, I lived downtown. And Teddy was pretty intense. I thought we were practicing downtown. We were out at Saberland, right? Okay. And you're looking at a 35-minute drive. So I got downtown with about 30 minutes, you know, ahead of when we were supposed to be there. I was well ahead of time, and there's no cars. I'm like, oh, no. So I ran inside. I'm like, and the security guy is probably James, like, no, you're out at the Pepsi Center. I'm like, oh, my God. So I hop in the car, and I'm, like, flooring it. I had a truck, pickup truck. I'm on Niagara Falls Boulevard, and I was legit thinking of...
You're going to, like, Hockey Outlet, so you're going to
Wakefield.
Yeah,
I got a long way to go, right? Yeah. And I was so terrified that I was really considering bumping into somebody at a red light, like just a little fender bender just so I... Don't hurt anybody, but it's enough to have to pull over and just have a story, you know? But I'm like, I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, I might get there. I got there right when I walked in, guys were sitting down to stretch with Dougie McKinney. So I got into my stuff really quick, got into the stretch. I'm like, I think I'm okay. Like, no one's asking or looking. So we start practice, get out there. First drill, Teddy pulls everyone to center ice. And just reams me out, you know, gives it to me hard. Like, you want to be, all those things. And he's like, get off the ice. I want a 500-calorie bike ride within 20 minutes. And if you don't do it, you're doing it again. And I'm like, oh, my God. Never late again.
Never late.
Never ever never in my whole career. And, you know, I've told that story to some of my players who have been late. I'm like, I'm teaching you now because you don't want to go through what I went through when you move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, never late again. I was here like 20 minutes early.
You were. Marty didn't know, but I saw you over the call.
Yeah. Yesterday, I said, what about 9:30? But we're on between 9:11 Pacific time. Mm-hmm. He said, 10:30. Let's do 10:30.
It's Vegas.
We never know. This morning, first thing in the morning, hey, can we do 9:30? I'm like, well, we've already lined up guests, so 10:30. Yeah. He was ready early. Oh, like, he was in bed early. You were focused. He
was. I know. I was dialed in for this. Love sitting in with you guys.
Tell us about your coaching career and just the goals that you have.
I love it. I think when I first got into coaching, and I think a lot of players are like this, I wanted to be in the NHL tomorrow. Like, I wanted to be there and coaching at that level. And you know, after a couple of years and just gaining a real appreciation for how much you learn every year and the experience you go through as a coach, the relationships you build, the experiences, whether good or bad. I went from being fired as a coach to winning an OHL championship, and I probably gained more out of being let go than winning a championship. You know what I mean? It's there's so much. So for me, no different than a player. I'd like to get to that level at one point in a head coaching capacity. I understand, I respect, and I have so much appreciation for what it takes to do that. And I'm committed to working as hard and as long as it takes to achieve that one day if someone, believes in what I can bring. I love coaching at the level I'm at. A big thing for me is being close to my kids who are based out of Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I have an 11-year-old son who's into hockey, and I want to stay close to him now as opposed to running off and jumping on a team just to do it at a higher level. I'm really grateful to work alongside and with incredible people in Brantford from top to bottom. The staff organization is top-notch, and a big part of the desire to stay there is the people that I'm with. So really enjoy it. But, yeah, it's no different than as a player, the long-term goals are very similar.
What was it like watching your Well, you were an assistant coach to Chris Knobloch with the Erie Otters. Connor McDavid, you were an assistant coach. You taught him everything he knows when it comes to skills and all of it, how to score goals. Yeah. What was that like watching you as a coach now and seeing what Knobloch has gone through? Mm-hmm. He went to the NHL, came back to the AHL, now got the chance, and watching the run that he had in the final.
Well, he's worked very hard. He's a very detailed-oriented coach. Makes a lot of good adjustments on the fly within a game. Connor obviously was, we would get caught as coaches in practice just kind of watching him at times. You know, he was doing things at that age, his last junior year, that we had never seen hockey players do, and we're still seeing it today at the top level. So, I'm happy. They're both really good people, hardworking, humble. And those are the kind of people that you want to see have success. So to see them reunited and have a bit of a magical run, unfortunately, just come up a little short, which we've done before. And that's it's a hard pill to swallow. But I think for both of them, great experiences, something to grow from. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see them both at that on that dance again.
Real quick before we go, who's your favorite defenseman in the NHL right now?
Oh man, there's so many good defensemen. I couldn't pick one guy. No. There's so. I mean,
I just think it's amazing that on the heels of the awards last night, and Quinn Hughes wins.
Yes,
that Quinn Hughes wins in a world where we talk about Cale Makar so much.
Right.
And in Buffalo, we see the skill of Rasmus Dahlin, and on and on and on. You go down the list, and that's a testament to the year that Hughes had. Yeah. But I have such respect for how you played the game, and I love to know just how you view the game and how you view these incredible talents.
I would lean more, and I know it's not a Norris level maybe player, but like a Forsling, you know, guys that just play. They're so hard to play against.
Now.
Yeah,
McAvoy. Like we were pulling the names of the top six for the U.S. for the Four Nations faceoff, and Charlie McAvoy is on that list, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a guy that maybe you wouldn't expect to be the top first six picks, but McAvoy is that type of player.
Yeah, he's got the skill and ability, but plays hard too.
Yeah.
I think you need players like that to win championships. You know,
absolutely.
The guys that go under the radar a little bit, but play hard.
Well, good luck in your quest your next championship, and obviously we greatly appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the weekend in Vegas.
My pleasure. You too, guys.
Jay McKee, Sabres alum, with us here on Sabres Live. There's some news pertaining to Jake Guentzel and the Carolina Hurricanes. We'll delve into that when we come back on Sabres Live.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.